You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker on The Fan is poured by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Hard Hops Blackberry, hop-infused hard seltzers.
Pelican Brewing Company is on the scoreboard with today's Daily Ticker, and in your hand with summertime refreshment, reach for your favorite Pelican brews at a store near you. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. It's going to be a little chilly this weekend, but next week it's going to heat back up. Get those Pelicans in your hand all weekend long and going into next week when it warms up. Let's talk a little bit about the Blazers and their draft coming up next week, and what should they do at number 11?
A
week from today, one guy keeps getting mocked to Portland with the 11th overall pick, and that man is Kasperis Jakachonis. And joining us now to talk about him, a man who covers Illinois, Scott Ritchie, covers the Illini for the Champaign News Gazette at SR Ritchie on Twitter. You can go give him a follow. Scott, good morning to you. Kasperis Jakachonis, what do we know about him? What do we like about him?
Good morning, guys. Happy to go and talk about KJ. What we know is he's a really talented 18-year-old point guard. And, you know, through the course of his, you know, one season at Illinois, I think we saw the highs and the lows of a really talented 18-year-old point guard, because he had stretches where he just dominated, was by far the best player on the court. And then he had some moments where it's like, okay, yeah, he's 18 and probably shouldn't have made that pass. Because, you know, he did struggle, you know, towards the end of the season, and, you know, averaging 6 turnovers per game in 2 Big Ten tournament games and 2 NCAA tournament games. It's not great, but I don't think that overshadowed the overall season that he put together. Just his combination of size at 6'6" with his, you know, ability as a shooter and, you know, his basketball IQ and willingness to be a playmaker. I mean, I think it's, you know, an intriguing package for NBA teams, and I'm curious to see where he will land in next week's draft.
Well, what's the biggest question mark for him at the next level to you? For somebody that watched him closely, followed him in the team season, what is the biggest question mark you have of, if he's going to be successful, what's the area you say, how is this going to go?
Oh, there's probably 3 areas, I think, will determine his success at the next level. And, you know, one is, maybe getting a handle on the turnovers, because I think, you know, he has, you know, really good vision, and, you know, is a good passer, but, you know, there's times where he made passes he shouldn't. Like, there might have been a window there, but was it the best idea to try that pass? Maybe not. I think, you know, cutting, you know, those down will just be maybe a matter of experience. I think another area is just maybe not a question mark, but just a determining aspect of his success in the NBA is, you know, how successful can he be as a shooter? You know, he flashed kind of an intriguing, you know, step back, you know, from 3-point range that he hit some big shots with, but can he do it consistently? And then I think the biggest question for every young player going to the NBA is, how well can you defend? And I think he's got the size and maybe the physicality at that guard spot to be a good defender. It's just, you know, a matter of, is his first step defensively going to be quick enough? And we'll see.
Interesting.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scott Ritchie is our guest covering Illinois for the Champaign News Gazette at SR Ritchie on Twitter. Go give him a follow there. We're talking about Kasparis Giakoumidis, who continues to get mocked to Portland with the 11th overall pick next week in the NBA draft. It's interesting, too, Scott, because we look at the Blazer roster right now. We got a lot of guards. We love drafting guards. We love picking up guards. Now, at least Kasparis is 6'5", so it's a bit of an outlier from some of the other guards we've had in years past. What do you make of his positional fit in the NBA? Is he a true combo guard from what you saw this past year? Can play off ball, can play on ball, maybe a little bit of three in a small lineup? Is he better with the ball in his hands? Like, what do you make of his positional fit at the next level?
I definitely think he's better with the ball in his hands, but he can play off the ball. Because, you know, Illinois played KJ and then Kylan Boswell together a lot, and that was, you know, two ball handlers and that spent, you know, time with the ball in their hands and spent some time, you know, playing off the ball, maybe as more of a shooter. But just his ability as a playmaker, I think you want the ball in his hands more often than not. But I think he can play some two and be a combo guard. I don't necessarily love him playing the three at the next level, just because I don't know that he'd be a great matchup there defensively against some of the longer, maybe more athletic threes that you see in the NBA. But I think if you can play the two guard spots, that'll be more than enough. And I think he can play both at a pretty high level.
What do we know about him off the court? Like, what was he like in his 1 year at Illinois? We did an interview on the Demon kid from BYU, and he was like, he was really likable and he was great with fans. Like, what is Kasparis Giakoumidis? What was he like for the program for the 1 year?
I mean, just kind of a terrifically nice kid. I mean, he was 18, but like, kind of quiet. I think if he could have just lived in the gym, he would have been happy. Like, he's just a basketball junkie. He likes, you know, likes watching a ton of film, likes to just be in the gym. I think, you know, moving on from maybe college and then just focusing totally on basketball, like, suits him. Like, it's where he, I think, is most comfortable and where he wants to be. But, yeah, just super good kid. You know, fans loved him. I mean, I don't think there'll be any, absolutely no, like, off the court issues at all, ever. That'd be maybe the most stunning thing I would have ever heard.
What was his experience basketball prior to Illinois? Was he playing in a pro league overseas? What was the experience for him?
Yeah, so he's from Lithuania, originally, but moved to Spain when he was 15, and started going through Barcelona's system at that point. By his third year there, so I mean his last year before coming to Illinois, he was mostly playing like on their second youth team. Got a couple stints, you know, with Barcelona's top team playing in the Euro League, but, you know, got a chance to practice every day with, you know, guys like Ricky Rubio and Jabari Parker. And I think that part of his development was really key in just sort of forming who he is as a basketball player. Is like, he played with pros from 15, 16, 17. So that was really important for him. But yeah, he's represented Lithuania internationally on their various youth teams. His experience is definitely primarily in Europe, but I think, you know, this one season of college basketball also helped. It just gave him maybe a look at a different style, a different perspective, sort of maybe rounded out his game a little bit.
Interesting. Great stuff. Scott Ritchie is his name, covering Illinois for the Champaign News Gazette at SR Ritchie on Twitter. Go give him a follow. We'll see if Portland ends up taking the Illini, who we saw in Eugene. They kicked the absolute crap out of Oregon when they came to town this year.
I remember that game.
He was very good in that game. I remember thinking, hey, this guy's pretty good. But should we draft him? Portland has a chance next week. Scott, thanks so much for the time in Portland, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.